It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Weilman.
We know it's been asked a lot of times, and there have been undoubtedly many answers to the question, what difference does the Galilean make in a life? Some years ago, I ran across a story that took place in a town in the Middle West. A church needed a janitor. The minister called his board together. He suggested that they employ a town loafer by the name of Anderson. There was silence for a short period of time, and then someone spoke. Is that the best we can do? He's been a bum for years. No one in the city has any respect for him. So they decided to wait another week and try to find someone else. Finally, in desperation, they employed the town bum. As time passed, he took pride in his work. He began to change. He began to take pride in himself. He kept the church clean and himself clean. He became polite, agreeable, and anxious to please. For a year, he sat on the back seat at every service and was a most attentive listener. Then one day, he went over to the minister's home and asked if he could join the church. The minister was glad that he had made that decision. After another year, he went again to the minister and asked permission to teach a class of boys. He was granted the wish and was still teaching the class when the minister left for another church. Well, it was several years before the preacher came back to the town. Some of the faithful church members met him. One of them greeted the preacher and spoke to him. "I'll drive you over to the home where you are to be a guest. Your host was tied up in a board of directors meeting at the bank and couldn't get away. You are to stay at the home of Mr. Anderson." The minister stopped and looked at the gentleman. He had a puzzled expression on his face. The gentleman explained what had happened. "Mr. Anderson is now one of the most popular and respected men in the city," he said. "He's president of the bank. A wealthy uncle discovered the transformation that had come over his nephew and left him a fortune in his will. He still teaches a class of boys in Sunday school, and he's also still janitor for the church. Many times he has said that God cleaned my life and soul, and as long as I live, I will personally see that his house is kept clean." Well, there you have it. A town bum who took a job as a janitor when no one else could be found became one of the outstanding citizens of the city. That's what the Galilean did for him. He put purpose and meaning into an otherwise meaningless life. I think that this story is a living example of what the little Jew tent maker meant when he wrote, "If anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come." May I close by saying that this is not a new story about what the Galilean can do for one. It's an old story. It's also a story of what he could do for anyone when he has his way.
This has been My Turn with Don Weilman, a production of the American Family Association.